The new Greek prime minister says he wants Greece to stay in the eurozone, but many leaders in Europe are nevertheless wondering, is it possible for a country to safely leave the euro and reestablish its own currency? Well, one man is offering a $400,000 prize to anyone with a good answer. David Kestenbaum of our Planet Money team has that story.
The man offering the prize is Simon Wolfson. Full title, Baron Wolfson of Aspligais. He's putting up the prize money himself.
It is a very serious prize. In fact, it's the second biggest economics prize after the Nobel Prize.
What would we have to do to win your prize?
Basically, you've got to come up with a way that the euro could be dismantled.
Dismantled safely. Wolfson was never a big fan of the euro, but he is CEO of a big British retailer called Next, which has stores all over Europe, four in Greece.
I don't want the euro to fall apart. This is a lifeboat in case the euro breaks up. And, you know, no ship ever sunk for having too many lifeboats. And at the moment, the euro has no lifeboats at all. There is no contingency plan.
You might think leaving the euro would be easy. Greece, for instance, could just reverse everything it did when it joined, replace the euros inside its borders with new Greek money, bring back the drachma. It turns out to be very difficult. There's a famous historical example here. Well, it's famous for some people. The breakup of the Austro-Hungarian Currency Union in 1918. Just as the countries of Europe today share the euro, the Austrian Empire and the Kingdom of Hungary had created a shared currency, the Austro-Hungarian crown. After World War I, the region broke up, and all of a sudden there were lots of countries wanting to switch to their own currencies. Economist Michael Spencer has written about this. He says Yugoslavia was the first to split off, and instead of printing a new currency, it announced what seemed like a clever plan.
Starting next week, bring all your currency to the post office or wherever, and we're going to stamp it.
Stamp it
with an ink stamp. You walked into the post office and they stamped the name of the country. In the Czech Republic, they had a fairly ornate stamp. In Romania, they simply had a cross.
I know it looks the same and someone's drawn something on it, but don't worry, it's new money now.
Correct.
Soon, though, there was chaos. Everyone wanted to get their money stamped in the country they thought would have the strongest currency. Countries sealed their borders, but it was no use.
You're talking about border crossings at roads in very rural, underdeveloped areas. So it was very easy if you really want to go to the trouble of getting your money out of the country.
Do you imagine in your head at the time there were people on horseback with satchels filled with money sneaking it across the border?
There have to have been. You had boxcar loads of currency. These were not small amounts of money that people were moving across borders.
Imagine what would happen now, where instead of transferring money on horseback, we can do it with the click of a mouse. If some official in Greece even breathes a word about maybe, possibly, theoretically considering leaving the euro, money could fly out of the country before anyone had time to even think about sealing the borders.
In principle, if you could spring this by surprise on everybody, it can be done. It is much more likely that people see this coming. And then you could have the entire deposit base of your banking system flee overnight.
Entire deposit base of your banking system flee overnight. What one economist called the mother of all bank runs. Spencer says after the breakup in 1918, for a while, it was unclear what the new currencies were even worth. Countries sometimes resorted to bartering, trading one good for another without using money. It took years for things to stabilize. As a result, Michael Spencer does not have an easy answer for Baron Wolfson's contest about how the euro might be dismantled. His advice to Greece and the other countries? Find a way to stick it out. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.